archived on our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. If you have any questions, you can call us today live at 866-870-5752. Or if you'd like to make an appointment, give us a call at 714-556-8664. We have some in-house guests today. Should we just start with them?
Why not? Yes.
Okay, we have Maria. Maria, how are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Can you tell us where you're from and what you do?
I'm from Mexico City.
Uh-huh.
And my work is working in the pharmaceuticals company.
Oh, you work with the pharmaceutical companies.
Yeah.
So why don't you just give us a little, just like a little summary of what you were suffering from before you came to see Dr. Tong?
Well, I start to have acid reflux.
Okay, acid reflux.
And I visit my GI doctor,
mm-hmm.
and he diagnosed me. I had some kind of disease. I can eat nothing wheat.
Oh, like you were allergies to wheat?
Okay. Yeah. So, but I still developing a lot of, they give me my prescriptions, and mm-hmm. I still developing acid. And mm-hmm. also pain in my back, a lot of pain in my back.
Okay.
I even take it, I even go to the chiropractic to see mm-hmm. how to help me. Because
mm-hmm.
sometimes I don't even can move.
Uh-huh. What did he prescribe you?
The doctor gave me, it's a...
Protonics or something?
No, something almost a Zantac, a little bit more strong to the Zantac.
Zantac, okay.
I forgot the name, but I don't even take it.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to take it.
You still had acid afterwards?
It's when I visit Dr. Tang last maybe month and a half. So he helped me with my pain in my back a lot.
Dr. Tong?
Yeah, because I don't even can sleep in.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time I had my first treatment, I can sleep better.
What did you do for your back pain before you came to see Dr. Tong? Did you just take medication or?
I only go to the
chiropractor.
The chiropractor.
Okay.
That's it.
Did that help you?
They help me a little bit, but still, I don't even can sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I wake up in the middle of the night, and I have to sleep, stand up. I mean, sit down on the couch.
Oh.
I can sleep in well, and my acid come back when I sleep in.
On your back.
In my back,
right.
Yeah.
So after the first treatment with Dr. Tong, you could sleep through the night?
Yeah, I can sleep through the night.
Mm-hmm.
Lying down or sitting up?
No, lay down.
Lay down. Okay, good.
No more stand up.
After only
one treatment.
Yes.
And I waiting.
And still? You still can sleep on your back now?
I can still sleep in my back.
And you didn't come back for a second treatment until maybe a month later, right?
A month
right?
later because mm-hmm. I waiting for my insurance to answer.
Here's a really sick point on our medical care,
mm-hmm.
sick care system. No, there's no health care in our country. It's only sick care, okay? You take care of sickness. But in any case, okay, the insurance payment are controlled
mm-hmm.
by medical doctors who want to continue to use for only drug and surgery,
mm-hmm.
but nothing that really cure you. So Marie had to wait for a whole month before mm-hmm. she can get another treatment.
How is your acid now?
It's much, much better.
Mm-hmm. And you never took the medication?
Oh, no. I never take it no more.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to take it anyways.
And today is your third treatment then?
My third treatment,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Yes.
This is
what other problem do you have besides the back pain and the acid reflux?
She has migraines.
Migraines, right? Very mm-hmm. bad migraines.
How are those?
Oh, before it was very worse because I've been taking even ibuprofen almost all the time. I have the migraine.
Mm-hmm.
I never stopped. I mean, for maybe 3 years.
I've been taking
the ibuprofen.
Did that help your migraines?
Well, they helped me for taking away my pain, but mm-hmm. it still comes back.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, besides that, I start to quit maybe at least 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's only one time I've been having my headaches.
Since the treatment?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In 1 month.
In one month.
After that first treatment?
After the mm-hmm. yeah, exactly.
Wonderful.
Yes.
How long have you had the back pain for?
I started in April.
Okay, so for a few months?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so you never had this problem until a year ago?
Yeah.
The migraine only one
for the past 3 years.
Three years.
Okay. Yeah.
You've only had one migraine though since his first treatment. And you're not taking ibuprofen.
No,
now.
No more. No. Mm-hmm.
And how long did you have the acid reflux?
How long? I started in the end of March. I start to. I don't even can take nothing.
Same
food.
Time as the back
yeah,
pain.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. the reflection, the pain in my back.
So
very bad.
So Dr. Tong, that's connected most likely, right?
Yeah. So what was anything stressful occur prior to that?
In your life?
In your life. Stressful event. Emotional stress.
Oh, yeah, I have a lot of stress. The
point is, she had 3 treatments now. After the first treatment, it took her a month before she could even get approved for the second treatment.
Yes.
You only had 1 migraine. How often were you having migraines before that?
Oh, probably every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Very bad. Very
but
bad
the
bad.
Reflex is every day.
Oh, every day, and anything, whatever I eat, no matter what I eat, I have the acid reflex. Whatever I take it, it's not stopping. It's still there.
Mm-hmm. Now, wonderful.
I can tell you guys, I supposed to be not eat peppers. I like peppers.
Chili
spicy,
peppers.
Spicy food.
Yeah.
And now I eat a little bit. I abuse myself after the first treatment with Dr. Tan.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, oh, I'm feeling so good. I can take it. And I'm not feeling even the acid reflux.
So even after eating the chili peppers, you didn't get the acid reflux?
No, I don't even take it now. But I mean, I'm not even feeling the acid reflux, but I say I'm not going to stay. You know, I want to
don't want to take a chance.
I
want
to help
right.
myself to heal. And really.
Right, here's a point, okay? If you are able to do the treatment schedule like we do, we'll probably treat you 2 to 3 times the first 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Then you would be able to eat a lot more chili pepper and stuff like this.
Yeah.
The more treatment you have, the more you're able to do what you couldn't do before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
But you cannot have a treatment once every month.
Yeah.
By the month over, okay, we had to redo a whole bunch of things. In spite of that, you still have a lot of improvement.
Mm-hmm.
So our treatment is very powerful.
Very powerful.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
At this point, insurance companies allow maybe once a week. But
yeah,
even then,
right.
You know, that's okay. I mean, twice a week would be, you know, optimal.
Yeah, that's not the right thing. Imagine your bank allows you to only write 1 check a week.
Oh,
then we'd all be in a lot of trouble.
Exactly. Okay. It shouldn't be that way. You should be able to use your insurance money like you use your checking account.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If this sounds amazing to you, check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. If you'd like to make an appointment, give us a call at 714-556-8664. If you'd like to ask a question now, give us a call toll-free at 866-870-5752. Maria, thank you for joining us today.
You're welcome.
I know you have your little boy here waiting for you. Have a wonderful weekend, and hopefully
thanks
we'll have you on the show again.
Oh,
you
sure.
Can stay
I
around.
Will.
Okay,
if
your
you
boy's
like.
Not bothering us.
I will.
Yeah.
Okay.
Our next guest is Joyce from Fullerton. Is that right, Joyce?
Yeah.
Yes.
Joyce from Fullerton.
Get closer to Mike.
Joyce, why don't you give us a little summary kind of what you experienced before coming to see us?
I'm a little bit nervous.
Yeah,
oh,
that's okay.
Don't be nervous. No need to
look
be
at
nervous.
How good Maria do. Okay, get closer to the mic. Yeah, that's it. Get
well,
closer to the mic.
I started out with atrial fibrillation.
Okay.
Which was really bad.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't even go up my stairs to my house without really getting out of breath and shortness of breath.
When did this first start?
Well, I had it like 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
And then it stopped because I had cardioversion done.
And
I was on medication.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got feeling good and I said, well, I'm going to stop the medication.
Mm-hmm.
And then it started about in May again where it was really bad.
Okay.
So I went to my HMO and they put me on medication.
Again.
And they put me on like Atenolol.
Atenolol, okay.
Atenolol, and digoxin, and then a blood thinner, warfarin.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been on that for 3 months. I finally got off the warfarin because Dr. Tong told me that it was poison to my body and that my blood was very thin.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I was getting so many bruises on my body.
Mm-hmm.
But now with the treatments, this is my third treatment. And I have been feeling great. And my sister, after the first treatment, she said, your whole demeanor has changed.
Really?
She said, I can see a difference in you already.
Uh-huh.
Although, she doesn't believe in all these treatments. And stuff. She says, well, why do you have to go so far?
Follow Tender here. To go
how did you hear about Dr. Tong?
I heard. Well, I was listening to KRLA.
Oh, okay. So you heard us on the radio.
I heard you on the radio because I listen to the program that comes on next.
And now you're on the radio.
And now I am on the radio.
That's wonderful.
Earlier this week, a friend of mine that I hadn't seen for like a month. Mm-hmm. She said, you look so much better. She said, what are you doing? I said, well, I went to this doctor, and he gave me shots and this treatment. And she said, well, you got so much sparkle in your eyes.
Oh. And how about walking upstairs now? Are you still short of breath?
I am a little short of breath.
But compared to
what I was 2 months ago. Uh-huh. I mean, oh, it's so much different.
Wonderful.
Yes, I feel so much better. And I can sleep good at night. And I went off one of the medications, the mm-hmm. digoxin. And
yeah, digoxin can be, that is definitely, there's a lot of side effects with that, especially over long-term use.
I was always nauseated, sick mm-hmm. to my stomach, and I was ending up eating, like, saltine crackers mm-hmm. when I got to work, so I wouldn't, you know, be nauseated.
Mm-hmm. Now, this also says that you had a carpal tunnel syndrome in your wrist.
Yes.
And the arthritis, how's that doing?
It's doing much better.
The carpal tunnel?
The carpal tunnel, yes. Mm-hmm.
How long did you have that for?
Oh, I've had that for several years. Mm-hmm. The HMO wanted to do surgery, and I opted out of that.
Good.
That was like 4 or 5 years ago.
Oh, okay.
So
what a joke. Okay.
What a joke.
Okay? You treat a person, you treat the whole person. Carpal mm-hmm. tunnel syndrome, atrial fibrillation, depression, fatigue. You cannot treat any symptom singly. You have to treat the person as a whole.
Mm-hmm. They weren't treating
the cause
of the problem.
Exactly. They weren't getting to the bottom of it. They just kept saying, oh, you got to take more medication. I said, but I can't. I said, it's just making me awful sick.
Yes.
Yeah.
They had me on amiodarone.
That's another medication they put people on with AFib.
They did mm-hmm. slow down my heart, but then that gave me high blood pressure.
Right.
So.
Yeah. And the side of there's a pulmonary fibrosis too. That's one of the main side effects of.
I can treat that too. We cure that too. So it doesn't matter what you call it. Yeah. Also, you were able to keep up with your sister in the shopping.
Oh yes. The other day when I was shopping with my sister,
she says,
you're keeping up with me now. Uh-huh. I said, yeah. I think it's from the treatment that I had.
You only had two. Today's your third.
Yes.
Yeah. And just in case people say that you come too far from Fullerton, on room A, we have somebody from Las Vegas.
Nevada.
Yeah, and then he will be back next week. And then we have another person from Glendale. Last week, actually, we will have a guest, Mary, from Arizona.
From Arizona. She's trying to call in, but I guess she couldn't get to the 866 number.
And 3 weeks ago, we have a whole family from Utah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're gonna get them to show why the whole family come from Utah once a year to see us.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
For the tune-up. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Please give us a call now if you have any questions. We're here live at toll-free 866-870-5752. Again, to call toll-free for questions, 866-870-5752. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com.
Well, here's a point, both for Joyce and Maria. You only started this on your third treatment.
Both of them.
Continual treatment. The more you open up your channel, those are your antennas mm-hmm. to receive you, your spirit. Okay? The more your mind and spirit in the body, the more circulation, the more healthy you are. The bottom line for health is this energy, the Chinese call qi. Even though that's a Chinese word, we are to have a word like that in English language.
It's kind of like life force.
Yeah, it's life. Okay? The
life.
More of this life energy in your body, the more you're yourself. Your body is yourself. Then you act like yourself. Okay? You have stamina. You feel good. Right now, you're not just your pains that goes away, but you feel happier. You feel happier, mm-hmm. you get, you know.
Emotionally.
You guys can
yeah,
make
you guys
comments.
Can comment.
Yeah. Get close to the mic.
Is there something you want to say, Maria?
Yeah.
That's true. Everybody see our expression and our person. Probably other people know even see us before.
Mm-hmm.
They look in something different in us,
something
right?
Different.
Yeah.
Even the structure of my face mm-hmm. has changed.
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
After only three treatments.
Yes.
That's true. So
mm-hmm.
the people notice something around us, but they don't know exactly
what
so
it is.
Exactly,
mm-hmm.
they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But we tell them, well, we go with this actor and we feeling much, much better
mm-hmm.
than was before. That's what I can say.
Mm-hmm.
Me
yeah.
too.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to make a comment on that remark. Even the structure looks better, okay? In people with multiple personality, when they have personality A to personality B, the look will be different.
Different. Mm-hmm.
Even the scar and stuff like that, you change. Okay, mm-hmm. In Chinese medicine, in ancient the Chinese discovered that everything comes from the mind. Your look comes from the mind. That's why Chinese can look at your facial reading, mm-hmm. and tell whether you have good luck, and can tell so much about mm-hmm. you from the facial reading, which I'm trying to learn myself.
Yeah, it's a very complicated science.
Complicated science, but it is a science. Mm-hmm. Not like Western science, which is really a pseudoscience. Okay, you can imagine you can do facial reading so well. You can look at somebody, would this be somebody I'd like to be stuck with? Somebody I want to be a partner with? Or in business, mm-hmm. in marriage, and stuff like that, okay? Things like that, we ought to learn. And you can learn, read it from your aura, from the face.
Mm-hmm.
Not just from the physical part. You cannot tell anything from the DNA. Forget it. The DNA, each DNA in the body is the same. Okay, but some DNA will make skin cells, some DNA will make muscle cells, some DNA would make bone cells. How come the same DNA act differently? What is the mastermind behind it?
That's the life force.
That's right. The mastermind behind it is our mind and spirit. The domain, the realm, the invisible living part of us that we have not studied enough. Okay? I am writing a book. You guys going to maybe have to wait for a long time for my book. Okay? But I can give you so much example. Okay? That is the energy realm, the invisible realm that we should all spend more time to improve our life, to make our life so much better. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the best examples is that I'm studying is like feng shui. We do provide feng shui service for our patient when they are not getting better, when the patient have cancer, or very serious problem.
Complicated
okay?
problems.
Yeah, then something wrong in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So you cannot really treat an organ. You got to treat a person. You cannot treat a person sometimes because their house is oriented wrong way. And the patient will get better, will become worse again. They cannot get better permanently. Then something's wrong in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when they have serious problem like cancer. Mm-hmm. Okay, and you combine our treatment with feng shui, that can be much, much better. And unfortunately, the people are not quite in this paradigm. But they're catching on. Coca-Cola, DirecTV, Procter & Gamble.
They all get the feng shui consultation.
Feng shui consultation. And unfortunately, they haven't got the real good ones. If they do, the whole thing will spread like wildfire, which in America is catching on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have you guys learned about feng shui? Know anything about feng shui?
I don't know about that. But I feel in also in my house, I want to change everything.
Yes.
I want to have more lights on areas in my house. And even I told my husband, honey, I want to change here. I don't want to stay like that. I want something different at home.
Yes.
I start to feel something had to be changed.
Yeah.
So something in myself had to be changed.
So maybe
something is no good. Even in my job, I don't want to have too many papers in my desk. Oh, I want to clean everything.
Yeah.
That's every day. I don't want to have too many things because they can accumulate things and they're not coming well to myself.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's constipation for your house. When you have too much garbage in the house, okay? Too much garbage in the house, you affect the energy flow and you won't be as lucky. To just briefly tell you how I learned all this here. The whole thing started actually with a feng shui problem. We have, Elaine, you know quite well, we have a lady that I didn't quite believe. I was a Western scientist to start out with. But she was a psychic. So she was able to convince me so much about what she can read from my face and from my birth chart. Anyway, she was supposed to help me to build a house. We designed the house according to her feng shui principle, but she did not know enough. And our house is 15 degrees off the good direction.
Mm-hmm.
And for the last 12 years, 15 years, I was really sick.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother-in-law got cancer and died from it. Little brother became depressed. I was really sick after my mother-in-law died. I was the elder in the house.
Basically, the direction of the house would be harmful for the oldest and the youngest in the house.
Anyway, the last 5 years, 5 years ago, I met somebody who's much better. And when he's explained to me, I realized that it's just Chinese medicine. Mm-hmm. Same principle
for the house.
Fire, wood, water, metal, earth. The fire element in the body, we call the heart. the fire element in the environment we call south direction. The north direction is water. That's where you should have swimming pool. Mm-hmm. That's where we're building a swimming pool.
Right, and that's like the kidney. And
yeah, the south direction would be your kitchen. Okay, you build everything right at home. You support the corresponding organ and make everybody in the house. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. We have one call. Let's get a Gene on the line. Gene, you have a question for us?
Yes, I do, doctor.
Yes.
I'm calling on the benefit of my wife.
Yes.
She is 65 years old and just a year ago, almost exactly, went through a laminectomy for her back.
Yes.
To eliminate pain and lack of movement at the time. Well, a year later, the pain hasn't really subsided. If anything, has gotten worse. Mm-hmm. She's now back to having epidurals again, which is basically nerve.
Listen, we are running out of time, okay? Whatever she's receiving from the regular medical profession is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
And we can
help you. Not treating the cause of the problem. Mm-hmm. The cause of the problem had to do with the mind and spirit, not in her body opening up circulation. She will feel better with the first treatment, with my first treatment.
Do you have our information, Gene? We're almost out of time. Let me give you our number, okay?
I have that, the 714.
Yes, yeah. And you can check out our website.
Yeah, there's so many cases.
Why don't you give us a call at our office, and he can give you a little bit more in-depth explanation.
Yeah, after the show, okay?
Okay,
Gene? Because you just called in the wrong time. Yeah.
I can do that. Thank you
okay.
very much.
Thanks okay. for calling. I hope you enjoyed our show. If you have any questions, give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, it's 714-556-8664. Join us for more exciting cases next Saturday at 3:30 p.m. on News Talk 870 KRLA. This is Elaine saying goodbye and have a great weekend.
Brought to you by Dr. Ewing Tong on News Talk 870 KRLA.
So, Dave, you say you know this place called Chewy's?
Chewy's Mexican restaurant?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, fabulous.
How fabulous.
Awesome.